Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. Washington, yes. Radio call on this?
Yes.
All right, there you go.
Steps away from the defenders, gives himself some time, now steps up, fires, heads towards the end zone. It is...
They're not done. So you think they won, probably.
Is everyone all right? Like, either that or they were being attacked.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Great to have you with us on this Monday morning, 11 minutes after 6, as we get it going here on Wisconsin's Morning News. Update on the park and ride situation. You heard it in the top of the hour news, but I have my south side eyes on this, E.
Okay. So where are we at?
Set to take another step forward today. Wisconsin State Patrol, Wisconsin Department of Transportation, closing to all traffic. Park and ride on the east side of the freeway at College Avenue. The other across the way on the west side set to partially close.
Okay.
As authorities are working still to get a handle on the homeless encampments that have continued to crop up in these places. Drove by all three lots over the weekend. So first off was the Holt Avenue park and ride, which a week ago today was officially closed to everyone.
But there had been a vehicle or two still seen inside. How's it look now?
Gone.
Oh, cleared out?
Cleaned out, okay. 100%. There was a dumpster there on Saturday afternoon still, but no people, no tents, no RVs, nothing.
Mm, okay.
Totally cleaned out. So you go a little bit further south then, you're at College Avenue on the, you see, what is it? The west side of the freeway there, so southwest lot. That's going to be the partial closure. And when I drove by, they had fencing around the area because the encampments there had sort of grown up along the edges. So one on the edge toward the freeway, one on sort of the back edge, a little bit further west. And so basically, authorities came in and fenced off those areas where there were no encampments. There are still some parking spots available. As Adam said in the top of the hour news, there would be available for folks who use transit, which is a popular spot. So that part is still at least a little bit open. On the other side of the freeway, where they're going to close the whole thing, same look as what you saw at Holt Avenue, fencing that surrounds the entire lot. Big old sign out there was flashing, lots set to close, Monday the 28th. You know, everything has to be out. But there were still people. There were tents, there were RVs, and there were folks in them, like actively still going about their business.
So we would anticipate something similar this time around, right? Where it'll be shut down. You might see a vehicle or two for another day or two as they clear it out, but... That's what you would anticipate, right?
Yeah, and Wisconsin State Patrol was there over the weekend. Imagine that they will be a part of that again because these lots are controlled, although it is Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office or the various other local communities. So over there, that would be Oak Creek might answer calls for service because you're on that side of things. Milwaukee Police at the Holt Avenue lot, but these are state-run or owned areas, which is why you have State Patrol involved as well. So we'll see how that goes. There were certainly fewer people there than there had been. So some folks had obviously gotten the message and were moving out. But see how that goes today. That's the next step in this story that's been around for years. 6:14 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
At Fleet Farm, we're serious about offering whatever you need at the best prices guaranteed. Big things, little things, everything. Like Diamond Crystal Solar Salt for only $4.79 a bag. Or 25 pounds of Black Oil Sunflower Seed for $9.99. And 40 pounds of Litter Delight Cat Litter is on sale now for just $8.99. And as always, if you happen to find it for less, we'll match it. So stock up on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. All at the best prices guaranteed.
Hey everybody, Debbie Lozaga here for Hall's Drive Out Cancer event. That's a very special event going on right now. They have teamed up with This Time Tomorrow Foundation for the past 10 years. They're very honored to do it as well. This Time Tomorrow Foundation is a local charity that raises money for individuals and families fighting all forms of cancer, a disease affecting so many more people than you can even imagine. So here's how it works. If you purchase a new 2024 Volkswagen vehicle during this event, Hall will donate to the foundation in your honor. All you got to do is go to hallcars.com and you can find out a lot more information about the foundation and also how you can help.
time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Once again, your player of the game for the Green Bay Packers is the general manager, Brian Gutekunst. Three of the team's stars on Sunday in the win over the Jaguars weren't on last year's team. One of them wasn't on the team for a week and a half ago.
McManus, for the second straight week, a Green Bay Packers game-winning field goal.
Fox Sports on the call, Brandon McManus indeed. 30-27 Packers win with that kick. Also huge, free agent signing, running back Josh Jacobs.
Now hands it off, Jacobs. Ooh. Comes to the outside, Josh Jacobs inside the 20, the 10, to the end zone, touchdown. His second today, takes it in from 38 yards out.
Two touchdowns for Jacobs, 127 yards rushing.
He's a stud, isn't he?
Yeah, sure is, coach.
Yeah.
You want to hear a little bit more praise from the head coach?
Yes.
He is a pro's pro. I can't say enough great things about him. We're lucky to have a guy like that. The way he comes in and communicates and works and, you know, demands it of himself, but demands it of others as well.
Jacobs did appear to be dinged up during that game. I believe was not in on that last series. LaFleur said, he said he wanted to go back in, but we had other guys and he was a little limpy.
What about 10?
So we expect an update on his injury. Then, of course, quarterback Jordan Love, who left the game with a groin injury. Packers now 6-2 through almost the first half of the season here. Have a chance to take the lead in the NFC North. We got the Lions coming up on Sunday.
So we're not going to hear about Jordan Love all week, right? They're going to do the same thing. Where
I don't have it, but I
limited.
Do you want me?
Day by day.
Great. It doesn't really matter, but like
hope you like that song.
All week long. Yeah. Speaking of the Lions, they are now 6-1. They beat up the Titans 52-14. The Bears lose in heartbreaking Bears fashion to the Washington Commanders. A walk-off Hail Mary wins it for Washington. You want to hear the Washington radio call on this?
Yes.
All right, here you go.
Steps away from the defenders. Gives himself some time. Now steps up, fires, heads towards the end zone. It is
They're not done. So you think they won, probably.
Is everyone all right? Either that or they were being attacked.
Yeah, one or two things happened. Yeah! Or aliens were taking over the booth there. No panic yet, but not the best start of the season for your Milwaukee Bucks. They fall to the Nets Sunday, 115-102.
Thomas, I'm going to miss. He knocks down the three, and look, it's pretty simple. One team's hitting shots like that, and you are not. It is going to be a tough night, no matter who you're playing in this league.
Yeah. Cam Thomas, 32, is the Nets' role. The loss to a disappointing team comes after the Bucks fell to another mediocre team, Bulls, on Friday night. So Giannis with 22, 12 boards, Lillard had 21. So now after those two bad losses, the Bucks play the Celtics tonight.
Now we win tonight.
Oh, God,
right?
I
you come
so.
Off of that? Kind of need it.
And finally, Marquette star Dwayne Wade gets a statue outside the Miami Heat Arena. Big ceremony taking place over the weekend. And the statue kind of doesn't look like him.
Kind of.
Even Wade kind of said so. Listen to this.
Like, that's crazy. I can't believe that. Who is that guy?
Who is that guy? It's supposed to be you, Dwayne. If you want to see the picture, text the word Wade, W-A-D-E. We'll send it to
oh
you.
Oh, my God. That's so scary. So
yeah. It kind of looks like Lawrence Fishburne, who's really angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in great shape.
That's a nightmare.
Wade, W-A-D-E, 855-616-1620. We'll send you the picture, and you can see for yourself whether or not you think it's really him. And in Washington.
I have a warning. No, I don't have a warning. I have a word of caution.
Okay.
I have a point of order.
Point of order.
Thank you.
What is your point of order?
The point of order is you're out of order. It's not on the agenda.
Yeah, it's not on the agenda. Point of order. What is your point of order? I think I'm playing at 70% today.
Yeah, you look a little tepid.
Oh, yeah. He said, Pancake, when we came in, he said, you look like you got hit by a truck.
You're like, eyes were tearing up. You're like, hey, buddy, how's it going?
So what had happened was, on my agenda this weekend, did the two-banger, the COVID and the flu shot.
Oh, okay.
And it is not.
You're
not
feeling it a bit?
With me.
Okay.
My daughter also went. She was up in the night, not feeling good. Right after, like, no issue. You know, watched the game, did the stuff, mowed the lawn.
Is it the combo platter or is
it? So that's my question. I don't know. I've always gotten the flu shot and it never bothered me. Like, I've never felt it, never.
Right, yeah, right.
Right. I don't recall necessarily from those early days of COVID, those first shots, but. So I don't know if it's just the COVID by itself mm-hmm. or if it's getting both, if that just kind of overtaxes you. But anecdotally, I'm hearing from a lot of folks who, when they get both.
For how long?
Well, we'll see. I don't know. I hope it gets better. I don't know. I'm just like lethargic and foggy and like I don't feel sick. I just feel
okay. Like you didn't.
And according
get
to you,
sleep.
I don't look well.
You look pretty rough this morning. Look better now, though.
Oh yes. Well,
see, now that you've been,
you've
up
brightened
for
my day. Yeah, I don't know what it is. And last year, I told you I accidentally forgot to get the flu shot, and I think I took a pass on the COVID. I know I didn't get it. I don't know if I can't remember if that was like deliberate or what.
Yeah.
So what sealed it for me for doing both, obviously, remember we had Doc Richer in here.
Mm-hmm,
this
mm-hmm.
is my kid's pediatrician at TOSA Pediatrics. He's also one of my best friends and graduated a couple years ahead of me at TOSA East. So this is a guy who I literally trust with the lives of my
sure.
children,
yeah.
right? So as a doc, I trust no one more than him. And when he was on the show, he talked about getting the COVID and getting the flu shot. And this is kind of where he comes down on it.
The shots, both flu and COVID, are may not be great at preventing you from getting flu and COVID, but they're very good at keeping you alive and keeping you out of the hospital.
Okay, so that was a pretty good sales job for me.
I did it. Okay.
And the hard part about it is, though, like I said, I didn't get the flu shot last year, but I also didn't get the flu. So there's a chance you don't get any of these shots and you also don't get sick. I mean, if you told...
Or the vice versa, where you do get a shot and you may still get
right.
sick.
But if you told someone, look, in early January, if you don't get one of these shots, you're going to get COVID and it's going to put you on your butt for a week and a half. You're like, okay.
Yeah,
yep,
I'll do
for
it.
Sure.
Yep.
But also there's the chance that you might not. Or given how many times you've had COVID before, whether there are enough antibodies mm-hmm. and such that it'll knock it down a little bit. But that's what I decided to do. You?
Well, I haven't done it yet, and for no reason other than I just haven't gotten off my butt to do that stuff yet. Okay. Typically, I get the flu shot at least, and the COVID stuff when the doctor says go ahead, I go ahead.
All right. Well, you're carrying the rest of the show today. How far in?
All right.
2.5 hours to go. Leave me. Save yourself.
You look great. You're doing awesome.
Packers get a win, and the Bucks not. We got sports at 6:45. Mm.
Concern maybe in a Pfizer
know,
form.
Right?
We'll see. You're
three games in, but what the hell?
Okay, so Thursday is a big day. Oh, scary music. Halloween is Thursday. Of course, one of the most amazing holidays of all time. I say this because it makes you cringe just to hear that out loud.
It's not that big a deal.
So Wisconsin's Morning News, per tradition, we'll be broadcasting our, you'll hear the third annual Halloween radio show produced by Greg Pancake Hill.
Written by Eric Bilstead.
At 8:40 Thursday morning. Of course, you can always find it on the podcast page and all the variety of different platforms where your podcast exists. We will have our Halloween radio show broadcast for the very first time at 8:40 Thursday morning.
How do you feel as writer and producer that this stacks up with your previous works, E?
It's amazing. I don't know. We'll see. There's a couple of twists and turns in this one. And a celebrity sighting in there as well. So could be good. How do you feel about it?
The same way I feel every year going into this. Like, all right, if this makes you and Greg happy,
thank you.
I'll go along with it.
Yeah, so and we'll find out. Eventually, I'll have some kind of costume on, too. We'll make sure that takes place.
Coming up next, no fireworks in this community. They're going to do something else on the 4th. That story just ahead.
You know, we've talked about this from time to time over the last, couple of years. You've seen more and more entities, institutions, organizations, communities consider something outside of the normal firework. Whoa, they consider something new and different, drone shows. drone shows are popping up more and more now, which is basically moving fireworks, right? It's like you watch the sky and you see these things kind of dance around in different lights and colors and music.
It's pretty extraordinary if you've never seen one. We're like a year out from when you and I were both at that Badgers game.
Yeah.
They did the halftime drone show.
They did
show
it above
it was amazing.
Camp Randall, and it's enormous. And you see this giant Bucky walking in 3D and all this kind of stuff. Anyway, a drone show now has been announced by the city of Wauwatosa. Wauwatosa is going to go all in on the drone show next year for their July 4th celebration. So it'll be on July 2nd. Then they'll have their parade on the 4th, which I think is per usual for them to have the 4th parade. But the idea is to do something different, environmentally friendly, with no air or noise pollution. Plus, it can also be safer. And the city says this also won't impact any weather situations, meaning drone shows are weather resilient for the most part.
How would they do the drone show on the 2nd?
Kind
of odd.
Just to change it up. I think
the 4th is on a Friday this year.
Per the city's Facebook, one of the things they talked about was helping with enhancing safety and their resources. So it's easier to do that on separate days. You know, you got only so many cops, only so many security people, and this and that and the other thing. So you're stretching your resources a little bit if you do it all on the same day. So that's why they're doing the drone show on the 2nd.
Now, you're going to find some folks who love the traditional fireworks who are bent out of shape over this.
Well, the good news is that there are a million fireworks shows across the region. So
there will be nowhere else where you can view fireworks, right?
But give it a shot. We've seen it up close. There's been a couple of them that have been in Milwaukee since. It's worth giving it a shot. It's pretty neat seeing some of these enormous, what, like flying dragons, flying flags. Just it's a pretty cool thing to see up close and in person, these drone shows.
6:44 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Expecting an update today on the injury to Packers quarterback Jordan Love. He left Sunday's game against the Jaguars after hobbling around for a few series. In comes only recently acquired backup Malik Willis, who engineers another game-winning drive for the Pack.
On 2nd and 6, fake to Jacobs. Uh-oh, he's got him. Willis to a wide-open Jaden Reed.
Now, Fox Sports on the call. That long completion would set up the game-winning field goal by Brandon McManus. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur breaking it down.
Not only was it a can play, but it was a play that we didn't even have up in the game plan. That we talked about it on Tuesday. We thought there might be something there.
How about that? The game-breaking play, not even in the game plan. A call at the line of scrimmage by the backup quarterback.
No, we try to just take it one play at a time. And
Nah. Malik, you're not getting away with that. Aw, shucks. I don't know. You just went in there, ran the play one play at a time. Be the hero we know you were.
And we ran it again, and we got the look we were looking for, and we just canned right into it. It was perfect. You love to see it.
That's it. That's right.
It was perfect.
So there you go again. Injury updates expected today. Love and running back Josh Jacobs. Jacobs, 2 touchdowns, 127 yards on the ground. So we'll see what the deal is. He did not play that last series, Jacobs.
Jair got dinged up too, it seemed like, at the end of the game.
It's that time of year. We're almost halfway through the season. Yeah. We're 8 games in, 17-game season. So Packers and Lions, 3:25 kick at Lambeau on Sunday.
Here's how it sounded on WTMJ Radio. The Bucks playing.
Now Schroeder's going to launch from 3, and he buries it. Second chance points are a killer. 32 points for both sides here in this.
Jeez, that second chance point.
Didn't sound like a lot of energy there, Dave Kane. And he did that to us.
Schroeder of the Nets dropped 29. Cam Thomas of the Nets had 32 as the mediocre team beats the Bucks. 115 to 102. This is the second game in a row a mediocre team beat the Bucks. The Bulls did it on Friday. And up next tonight, you got the defending champs, the undefeated 3-0 Boston Celtics, right here on WDTMJ Radio. So, okay, let's get our act together now, boys. Time to get going. Marquette star Dwayne Wade in the news over the weekend. He gets a statue outside the Miami Heat arena. The big question now is, would you know it was Dwayne Wade if he wasn't wearing a Dwayne Wade jersey? It kind of doesn't look like Wade, and even he said so during his ceremony. Here's what he had to say.
Like, that's crazy. I can't believe that. Who is that guy?
If you'd like to see it and see for yourself, just text the word Wade, W-A-D-E, to the WDTMJ talking text line 855-616-1620. We'll send you a picture.
If you need it for your viewing pleasure tonight, Giants and Steelers are the Monday night game. It's a 7:15 start. 6:49 on Wisconsin's Morning News. This morning, some new information to share about the latest embarrassment for the protective detail of our major presidential candidates. But the new information still does not answer the primary questions that we have, which still linger this morning. How do you mean? Well, the alleged drunk who got within feet of Vice President Kamala Harris and her motorcade on the freeway here in Milwaukee, he has now been charged. So we know a little bit more about him because Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office issued a criminal complaint, which is what they do. So we're learning a little bit more about this guy, what his motivations, or in this case, lack of motivation really was. But we're not learning much more about whether there's still any investigation ongoing as to like how this could have happened. We don't have an answer to the overriding questions of A, how did it happen in the first place? Or B, should more have been done in that moment to prevent this guy from getting that close to the motorcade? Am I off on this? Is this me, like, who's still wondering?
That's a legitimate question as to how someone could drive right past the VP.
So setting the scene, video's everywhere now. You've seen it by now. Mm-hmm. You see the vice president's motorcade eastbound on I-94 headed into the Marquette interchange. Okay, you got it? They're headed towards the lake, going into the Marquette on the freeway. The VP heading back to the airport following her appearance in Brookfield on Monday night. You see the lead law enforcement vehicles. They've got lights on. And then the eastbound lanes of the freeway are closed to all other traffic. So they go zipping by. But then up comes this car going the wrong way on the freeway and drives right by multiple law enforcement vehicles as the driver is hugging the median wall. It's to his right. Remember, he's going westbound. So the wall is on the passenger side of the vehicle. Behind the wheel, according to the criminal complaint, is Wayne Wacker of Milwaukee. From the criminal complaint, on Monday, October 21st, 2024, 8:06 p.m., that was a misprint, deputies from the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office were part of a motorcade escorting the Vice President of the United States. Motorcade was operating eastbound I-794, and they've got it near the James Lovell-St. Paul off-ramp. The lead on the call detail called into dispatch saying that there was a wrong-way driver operating on the same highway. Video captured by the Department of Transportation poll camera shows the wrong-way driver operating on the highway, passing close to numerous cars in the motorcade, traveling the wrong way on the interstate at what visually appeared to be close to highway speeds. Goes on to say the driver was stopped at 13th Street. Let's learn a little bit more about him. The driver and sole occupant, Wayne E. Wacker, 55, had a strong odor of intoxicants emanating from his person, bloodshot and glassy eyes, slurred speech. The defendant reported he was headed home from a bar in Walker's Point and was unaware he was driving the wrong way on the freeway. So he does have a prior conviction from 2000, OWI, obviously. And then the charge here is for second degree recklessly endangering safety. Blood alcohol level of 0.25, more than three times the legal limit for driving. The defendant asked what happened. The defendant had no recollection of entering the freeway or almost striking another vehicle. Said he had no idea the vice president was in Milwaukee, stated he did not have any intention of harming the vice president or anybody in her campaign.
So the question remains, how is he able to drive all the way through there?
Yes. Where did he get on the freeway? Why was that exit, but something that could be by a nefarious actor used as an entrance? Why wasn't that blocked? Why wasn't he impeded from entering the freeway at that point? Why then, when these emergency vehicles that were leading the motorcade saw a car driving at the motorcade, was there not some sort of intervention? They only stopped him after he'd already passed
right.
by.
Right, he's all the way through.
And I don't know the rules of engagement on that. The U.S. Secret Service hasn't shared that. Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department basically kicked it to the Secret Service today. All other questions, here's what we did. We arrested the guy. Any other questions, talk to the Secret Service. Secret Service has only just said, yeah, we're aware of the incident. And we're grateful that the Sheriff's Office there in Milwaukee arrested this guy. But no explanation as to what the rules of engagement are. You would think some sort of intervention to prevent that vehicle from getting that right, close.
To disrupt the route?
Yes. And I don't know, A, why that hasn't been discussed, B, why those answers aren't more forthcoming, and C, why nobody else seems to really care. Like, meh, all right, they arrested the drunk. Nothing to see here. 6:57 on Wisconsin's Morning News.